young people often have difficulty finding meaningful employment. One of the stumbling blocks is not having enough work experience. Oftentimes, they have the skills, but it's not proven. So the question is, how can young people gain work experience straight out of school? The National Youth Service NYS was created to help solve this problem. Established in 1973, the NYS was created to equip young people ages 17 to 24 years with the necessary life skills to foster their personal and career development, as well as enhance their contribution to nation building.
The National Youth Service is all about empowering our youth. It's all about giving our youth the opportunity to shine within our country, Jamaica. It's giving the youth the opportunity to play their part.
One of the agency's flagship initiative is the Summer Employment Program. For over 20 years, the NYS Summer Program has been helping young people gain valuable work experience while becoming more productive employees. Last year, over 6,000 persons were placed in jobs over the summer. That number is set to increase this year.
So this year, we are determined to at least put 8,000 of our young people to work during the summer. We know summertime, you know, school is out, you're wondering what are you going to do? You want to earn a little money and you also want to get some experience. Because you know, when you finish school and you're looking at a job, what do people ask? Have you had any experience?
State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green. Participants in the NYS Summer Program should normally have at least 3 CSEC subjects, but this will not be the case this time round.
Last year we used to say you have to have 3 CXC subjects to be placed in a job. What that means, a lot of our young people who maybe did not do so well in CXC, they still don't get a job. So we decided we're going to fix that this year. And we're saying you don't need any CXCs. We will place you in a job because you still need the work experience.
This aspect of the initiative targets at least 2,000 persons.
The good thing, you don't only get a job. We give you some training before you go on the job. And then we check up on you on the job to see how it is going. And then when it's finished, we have another session with you so that you can develop and move on from strength to strength.
State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green. Chairman of the National Youth Service, Robert Miller, says persons with disabilities will be included in the summer program.
Part of the summer employment program, we will engage 400 persons with disabilities. So we're going to take the program even further to ensure that we cater to that niche market, because everybody needs experience and everybody needs to be engaged.
Under the program, participants are placed in organizations for 3 weeks. The initiative is administered in 2 phases, July 3 to 21 and August 7 to 25. Participants are paid a stipend by the NYS at the end of their term. To apply for the NYS Summer Program, download the registration form at nysjamaica.org or collect one from the NYS office in your parish. Complete the application form and submit it to your parish NYS office along with a valid school ID, a copy of your resume, TRN, valid national ID, birth certificate, proof of qualification if any, and a passport size photograph. Deadline for submission of applications is April 7. For more information, contact the NYS Placement Coordinator at placement@nysjamaica.org or call 754-9816-8.
See it, your boss. I didn't collect today.
How are this? $200? And this alone you collect, boy.
The road is
yo,
slow today.
Tap your nose. You're short. You see, when you go back on the road tomorrow, you're going to collect for tomorrow, plus what you never make today. And if you come back inside, you're short. A trouble.
A child begging on the streets is a victim in need of care and protection. They're often sent out by adults who profit from their pain. This is human trafficking. Help eliminate human trafficking in Jamaica. Call 811 or the nearest police station and report suspected cases.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.